Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the Order of Preachers around the world. Today, from the Philippines, we have Mary Erica Bolaños. Mary Erica is a lay preacher who teaches at the Institute of Preaching in Manila. Her preaching today is entitled, Be the Light.
A reading according to the Gospel of John. Again, Jesus spoke to them, saying, I am the light of the world. Whoever follows me will never walk in darkness, but will have the light of life. Then the Pharisees said to him, You are testifying on your own behalf. Your testimony is not valid. Jesus answered, Even if I testify on my own behalf, my testimony is valid because I know where I have come from and where I am going. But you do not know where I come from or where I am going. You judge by human standards. I judge no one. Yet even if I do judge, my judgment is valid, for it is not I alone who judge, but I and the Father who sent me. In your law it is written that the testimony of two witnesses is valid. I testify on my own behalf, and the Father who sent me testifies on my behalf. Then they said to him, Where is your Father? Jesus answered, You know neither me nor my Father. If you knew me, you would know my Father also. He spoke these words while he was teaching in the treasury of the temple, but no one arrested him because his hour had not yet come. The Gospel of the Lord. It is better to light just one little candle than to stumble in the dark. Better far that you light just one little candle, all you need is a tiny spark. If we'd all say a prayer that the world would be free, a wonderful dawn of a new day we'll see. And if everyone lit just one little candle, what a bright world this would be. I learned this song during my first communion. I was around 9 years old. Of course, I sang this with all gusto. And of course, I sang this better, I guess, when I was 9. But before, I didn't understand how much relevant or how relevant it is to have light. Today, we shall be reflecting on a significant light, Jesus, the light of the world. Jesus makes a powerful declaration about himself. I am the light of the world. This is the second I am statement that we have read in this Gospel of John. The first I am statement was, I am the bread of life. We read that in John chapter 6, verse 35. Now, it is important to note that Jesus' words in chapters 7 and 8 of this gospel happened during a religious feast. The Feast of Tabernacles, also known as the Feast of Booths. This feast was instituted by the Lord in Leviticus. It is a festival which commemorates God's provision for the Israelites when he led them out of Egypt and into the wilderness. He led them by a cloud and a pillar of fire. In celebrating this, in the temple court are placed 4 huge candelabras that are lit. There was not a courtyard in Jerusalem that did not reflect their light. This had the reminder of their wandering in the wilderness on the way to Promised Land as God led them by night with a pillar of fire. This is also the context of Jesus' words as they see the torches of light blazing in the temple complex. Jesus says that he himself is the light of the world. Going further, we read in the gospel that the Pharisees in chapter 8, verse 13, asks, because they don't want to believe. So they said, You are testifying on your own behalf. Your testimony is not valid. What does that mean? The Pharisees has a reference to what it says in Deuteronomy chapter 19, verse 15, that a matter must be established by the testimony of two or three witnesses. So Jesus responded by making others known who he is. Jesus, as God, testifies of himself, and the Father testifies to him as well, because his teachings are that of the teachings of God the Father. These are the only two witnesses that are needed. The very reason why Jesus calls himself the light of the world was a claim to be God himself. How important is light that Jesus used this imagery? Light dispels darkness. Light alone does this. Anything that is not light needs the light of a witness to illuminate, to defend it, to define it, to expose it. But light is light. It does not need light to illuminate. It doesn't need someone or something else to defend it. Jesus is light, and whoever follows him will not walk in darkness. As light, Jesus does not need a witness to expose him. Let us not also forget that this gospel is an invitation that those who follow Jesus will not walk in darkness but will have the light of life. Following Jesus continues to parallel the imagery of or in the wilderness when the Israelites followed God in the pillar of fire. The words of Jesus, his invitation, does not say that you will not walk in darkness throughout your life, but you will walk in light. What Jesus says here is that you will have the light of life. You will possess the light because you will be in relationship with the light. Our faith, the Christian faith, is not primarily in a doctrine but in a person, Jesus. Through this person, Jesus Christ, we enter into a relationship with God. No matter how dark things may seem, I remind myself and also remind yourself that darkness can never overpower light. Turn to Christ, the light of the world. And in this season of Lent, and in this time where there is conflict among people, in this time where there is war and darkness envelopes our sisters and brothers, whose family, livelihood, safety, and their very own lives are in danger, more than ever, we need light. We need the light of Christ. If we'd all say a prayer that the world would be free, the wonderful dawn of a new day we'll see. And if everyone lit just one little candle, what a bright world!